Welcome to On the Verge, everyone. I am your host, Kara Bradley, coming to you with insights, thoughts, essential practices, strategies, anything and everything to help you live on the verge, to help you show up for your life, and to not miss moments of your life because you're stuck in your head, stuck in the past, anxious about the future. You know, this whole show is really about me sharing my insights, stuff that I've gone through, my experiences, really just my direct experiences with you, and stuff that I've learned along the way from experts and research. So hoping it's useful for you, hoping that what I have to share with you today can help you in some way wake up to some of the stuck patterns in your own life and help you to make that jump to living more fully, to feeling more at ease in your body, in your mind, to serving others in any way possible, to make this life experience for us all just a teeny bit better. So thank you for joining me. Thank you always for joining me. I don't take it for granted. Every time I see one of those little downloads in my inbox, I smile knowing, hoping that I've been able to serve some way in some capacity in every way, every day. So today I am coming fresh off of a lovely deep meditation practice with my teacher, Scott McBride of Clear Light Meditation. You can check it out online, clearlightmeditation.org. He's got a bunch of fantastic courses online as well. What came to me in my practice today and what he was guiding so beautifully to help me find was my center, your center. What is the center of our being? And how do we touch that center over and over again? How do we return to our center as a way to keep us sort of tethered to that deep natural way of being? Now, just to give you some context here, there really is no center. You know, there is no tether. But, and I speak in paradox all the time. So for today, what I'm alluding to is returning to home base, right? Returning to home base, returning to that stable, steady, clear, open place, state, way of being where we feel our best, where we feel like we are in flow, right? Where there's less stickiness or heaviness that separates us from being present, from being fully here. So again, this may feel sort of, what the hell is she saying? But you know what I'm saying. You know that beyond thought, you know that deep down in the depth of your body and your senses, there's a way of moving in the world that just feels right. And it may just feel right for this moment, and it may slip right by you, and you may be pulled back into the egoic structure or the deep habitual patterns of you. But there's a home base, and we don't share the same home base all the time. There's a home base for you, that center point. When you feel it, when you get there, you just know, I'm home for right now. So my question for you today is, how do you touch that center? How do you return home? And I think that for most of us, in my experience, in my own experience, and as my experience as a teacher, we need to touch that center. We need to know center more. We need to become more familiar with our home base day to day. What is your ground? What does your ground feel like? What does home base feel like for you? So I was prompted to talk about this today because I'm finishing up writing a course for a school. And the course is entitled Self-Care in a Busy World. And so for the last 3 weeks in this course, we have been getting to know home base with mini wins, with these micro practices, with these things that we can do every single day. And I talk about it a lot. These things that we can do every single day to come back, come back, come back. Bring yourself back to that equilibrium, to the balanced state of being. What do I need in this moment? So this week, I'm writing the course as we speak to finish up this week. It's called Prioritize Your State. Prioritizing your state is getting to know home base. Prioritizing your state means coming back to home base. What do I need to do right now? Where am I and what do I need to do? Those are the questions. Where am I right now? Am I off center? Am I out of alignment? Am I out of balance emotionally, mentally, physically, mind, body, heart? Or am I there? That's it. It's like riding a bike. Am I here? Am I present? Am I right on my feet, or am I slightly off? And if I'm slightly off, what can I do? How can I prioritize my well-being by just making a slight shift, by turning the dial just a little bit so I can come back to that most powerful way of being in flow, to that most easy way of being present? So getting to know our home base, what does that feel like for you? Where do you find it most easily? Where do you feel most at home in your body and mind? It can be a physical place. Do I feel most at home when I am in the sunshine, when I'm in the woods, when I'm with my dog, when I'm at the beach? When do I feel most at home? When I am at home, right? When I'm in my bedroom. When do you feel most at home? These are really important things to know. Getting to know our ground of being, becoming familiar with what it feels like to be present. I talk about it in my book, On the Verge. It's really what the whole book is about. When we are on the verge being this very moment, when we are on the verge, we shine. We're in flow. Getting to know our ground, the verge. I talk in paradox. I speak in metaphor because at some point, there's just the words don't suffice. It's a sense. It's a sense of being. So knowing your center, touching in with your center, knowing when you just don't have access to, when you're just slightly off balance, misaligned, feeling off center. What can I do? So these are the questions today, really simple. Knowing center, touching into center, and returning to center when you're not. So the first question was, where do you feel most at home or centered? And then how do you come back? How do you return to center? Like riding a bike, how do you just shift yourself ever so slightly to return to center? Is there something you need to do for your body that will help you return to center? Drinking a glass of water, finding some stillness, being silent, getting some sunshine, getting some fresh air, being alone, being with somebody, calling somebody, doing nothing or doing something. There's always something that can happen, that slight mini shift that can help bring us right back. And so returning to center over and over again, what is it that you can do in this moment? Maybe it's just listening to this podcast, right, that can help you pause in the middle of a busy day to remember to be right here. And if you're not feeling it, what can you do to help you come right back? Very simply, very easily. What can I do right here, right now, to come back to center? That's all I have to say today. So remembering this in my own practice this morning, in this own practice, our meditation practice can be such a simple, consistent way to return to center day after day after day. Our daily practices, the daily walk in the morning, the daily cup of tea in the afternoon, the daily meditation practice, the simple breathing practice, the prayer practice, whatever it is that can help you find and become familiar with that center of your being, that ground beneath your feet. Touching center every day. Do you do it? You do. Bring it to light. Name it. Foster it. Cultivate these practices so that you can spend more time in balance on center than off balance. So that you can start to trust that you have the tools to bring yourself back over and over, mini wins, a mini shift over and over. Finding the center of your being moment to moment. Ah, it's the essence of why we're here, because from our center, we know who we are, we know what to do. We know what not to do. We know what to say. We know what not to say. So thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being here. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Please don't hesitate to engage. And please do share. If this touched you and your center, please share it with somebody you think might enjoy it as well. As always, thank you. Let's continue on our journey together. Be well.